Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting third. The first baseman, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The DH, Frank Howard. Batting fifth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dick Sharon. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Ike Brown. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Woody Freeman. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Jeter. Batting second. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting third. The shortstop, Luis Alvarado. Batting fourth. The DH, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brian Downing. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Tony Muser. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pete Varney. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Eddie Leon. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Terry Forster. And now, play ball. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley strikes out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Downing fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan strikes out. Two outs. Dick Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Varney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing hits a pop-up towards the mound. Freeman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer misplays the ball. That's an error on Verizer. Pete Varney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Varney hits a line drive into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez takes first base on ball 4. Brown moves to second. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brown scores. Rodriguez moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a pop-up towards third. Downing settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter is 0 for 1 in the game. Jeter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jeter moves to third. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Taylor fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Jeter scores. One out. It's 3-1, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Alvarado moves to second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 1 in the game. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Downing fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0 for 1 in the game. Sharon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sharon moves to third. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 1 in the game. Verizer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0 for 1 in the game. Downing hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 0-for-1 in the game. Muser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Varney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Varney is 0-for-1 in the game. Varney takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-1 in the game. Leon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rodriguez is called out on strikes. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Leon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jeter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Alvarado hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Kelly trying to get to third. Brown throws the ball into Rodriguez, who tags Kelly for the out. Alvarado moves to second. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Melton is walked intentionally. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Jeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. Howard hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Varney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-2 in the game. Freehan hits a line drive towards short. Alvarado reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0-for-2 in the game. Downing hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Taylor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 0-for-2 in the game. Muser strikes out. Two outs. Pete Varney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Varney is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Varney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez juggles the ball. That's an error on Rodriguez. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-2 in the game. Leon hits a line drive towards the mound. Fryman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Chuck Brinkman now catching. Cy Acosta now pitching. Jim Northrup pinch hits for Dick Sharon. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gates Brown pinch hits for Ike Brown. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Downing fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton pinch hits for Tom Verizer. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Northrup now playing right field. Gates Brown now playing left field. Ed Brinkman now playing shortstop. Bob Miller now pitching. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jeter hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe pinch hits for Aurelio Rodriguez. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe strikes out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stanley hits a pop-up towards first. Muser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-3 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Jeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Taylor now playing third base. Dick McAuliffe now playing second base. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Melton strikes out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kaline scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. Two outs. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0-for-3 in the game. Downing hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash pinch hits for Frank Howard. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash strikes out. One out. Duke Sims pinch hits for Bill Freehan. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Downing settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 1 in the game. Northrup hits a pop-up towards short. Alvarado settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.